The Syrian peace talks moved to Geneva on Friday, with the hope that the government and the Western-backed opposition would meet face to face. But it soon became clear that the chasm that divided the sides was huge. First, the opposition insisted that the government effectively agree to the removal of President Bashar al-Assad before talks began.
It's not asking much to demand that Bashar al-Assad leaves. And we demand that he is prosecuted because he is a war criminal.
Then the Syrian government said the opposition in Geneva had no authority with the Syrian people or the insurgents on the ground. And they said they would leave unless the opposition got serious about negotiating.
If you send this opposition to Syria now, some of them, they're not recognized. No one knows them if they walk in the streets.
It took years of preparations to get the two Syrian delegations here to the United Nations in Geneva. But the chasm between the two sides is so wide that it's not even certain they'll actually sit in the same room face-to-face for direct negotiations. But just as it appeared the talks were on the verge of collapse, the United Nations envoy to Syria confirmed that the two sides would indeed negotiate directly over the next week.
I met the delegations of the opposition and the government separately yesterday and again today. And tomorrow we have agreed, that we will meet in the same room.
So the pessimists have so far been proven right. There will be no imminent peace deal at this conference and no substantial impact on the fighting. But most analysts say this is at least the start of what could be a very long process. Roche Mohamed Salih, Press TV, Geneva, Switzerland.